Book 2. Double Take. Written by Glenn McDougall.
Jay was taking a shower. Grace banged hard on the bathroom door.
Jay, get out of the bathroom now! You'll make me late again!
Grace shouted loudly. Jay came out of the bathroom.
Finally! I hate having little brothers. You're even worse than Liam, Jay!
That's mean, Grace. Maybe you won't hate me so much if I tell you a secret. I heard that you have a boyfriend,
teased Jay.
What? How do you know? It's not true,
said Grace.
Wow, it must be true. Your face went really red. I was at Game World yesterday, and Andy told me you've been there a lot. He also told me he was going to call you and ask you out on a date this weekend,
said Jay. Game World was Jay's favorite place. It was a huge computer game store in Parkdale Mall. Andy Kim worked at the store part-time. Jay jumped around, teasing Grace.
Grace has a boyfriend! Grace has a boyfriend!
Be quiet! Somebody will hear you! Please don't say anything to anybody! Please!
Said Grace.
Maybe. First, let's see how nice you can be to your little brother. Lend me your new game,
said Jay.
Never,
said Grace.
Grace has
okay, a... Okay, you can borrow the game. Oh, I hate you, Jay,
shouted Grace. The Gradys were eating dinner when Grace's cell phone rang. Grace looked at the screen. She went bright red.
I have to take this,
she said.
Excuse me, Mom and Dad.
She ran out of the room.
That'll be Andy from Game World, inviting Grace on a date,
said Jay.
How do you know? Asked Mel.
I know lots of things about you and Grace,
said Jay. Later, Grace asked her parents if she could go to the movies with Andy on Saturday night. They said yes. Andy came around on Saturday looking very nervous. He was all dressed up and his hair was styled. Jay was surprised. Andy usually wore Japanese manga t-shirts and jeans, and his hair was usually a mess. Jay thought Andy was very cool. Andy took Grace to the movies. He bought her movie ticket. He bought her popcorn and soda. And once, during a very scary part, he held her hand. After the movie, they went for hamburgers and milkshakes. They had a wonderful time. The next weekend, Andy took Grace ice skating. They held hands and fell over a lot, but they had the best time. Andy told Grace his grandparents were visiting from Korea, and he invited her to meet them. A week later, Grace went to Andy's house for dinner.
Kimchi is Korean's favorite food, Grace. Try it,
said Andy.
It's delicious, Mrs. Kim,
said Grace.
You're a great cook.
Andy spoke Korean with his grandparents, too. Grace thought he was really cool.
Your family is so interesting, Andy,
she said. Grace and Andy spoke on the phone every day. On Sunday, after a phone call, Grace looked very happy.
Andy's going to take me to Adventure World next weekend,
she told Jay. On Monday, Andy didn't call Grace. He didn't call Tuesday either. On Wednesday, Grace called Andy's cell phone. but he didn't answer. She left a message on his voicemail. Then a few hours later, she sent him a text. Nothing. Grace started to look very worried and sad. She sat staring at her phone. On Friday, Grace was in tears almost all day. She woke up in tears and she went to bed in tears. Even Jay felt sorry for her.
Grace isn't so bad,
he thought.
I'm going to help her. I'll talk to Andy and find out what's going on.
On Saturday morning, Jay jumped on his bike and went to Game World.
Hi, Andy. What's up?
He asked. He was surprised to see that Andy also looked pale and tired.
Grace has been waiting for you to call her all week. She thought you were taking her to Adventure World this afternoon.
Andy sighed.
Oh, hi, Jay.
He said.
Yeah, I really wanted to call her. I thought Grace was so nice until...
Until what?
Said Jay.
Until I saw her at the sports club playing tennis and holding hands with some guy.
Said Andy angrily.
You saw what? That's impossible. Grace likes movies and games and books, but she hates sports. It can't have been her. It must have been Mel.
Who's Mel?
Asked Andy.
Mel's my other sister. She's Grace's twin,
said Jay.
Grace has a twin? Why haven't I met her?
Asked Andy.
I don't know,
said Jay.
Mel's never at home. She's always at the sports club. She loves sports.
Andy took out his cell phone and called Grace.
It's too late to go to Adventure World now,
said Grace.
Why don't you come over and have dinner with us? Mom made her special chocolate cake for dessert.
At dinner, Grace looked very happy. So did Andy, especially when he tasted Mrs. Grady's chocolate cake. Only Mel didn't look happy. After dinner, Mel got up to take the plates to the kitchen. She gave Jay an angry look as she went past.
Jay, you know something? Sometimes it's really nice having little brothers,
said Grace. She smiled happily. Mel heard her and came back into the dining room.
Grace, how can you say that? You know how awful he is,
she said. Jay just smiled at Mel. He put one hand on his heart, and with the other hand, he pretended to hit tennis balls while making kissing sounds. Mel stormed out of the dining room. Jay's dad looked very confused.
What was all that about?
He asked.
Teenagers. I'll never understand them.